Mission Network News, 2-minute version, Friday, February 18th, 2005, in 3, 2, 1. I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Israel's parliament has approved a compensation plan that could pave the way for the government's disengagement plan and maybe peace. As Christians, we know what this means for the future, but what about evangelism short term? Open Doors USA President Carl Mueller hopes it will
provide space for the church and for Christians and as well as Palestinians and Israelis to come together. What's really happened is that the tensions on both sides have been reduced greatly. So we're hopeful, we're prayerful that this is what God will use to bring revival of his church in the Middle East.
Next, it's been 7 weeks since the tsunami slammed into 11 countries in Asia, and already many are thinking rebuilding. World Vision is getting ready to help, and one focus will be on business revitalization. World Vision's Chris Shore says most of the people in the tsunami-affected areas are self-employed, so they're providing small loans to help. I asked how the loans will help them share the gospel.
We tell them, quite frankly, this is all part of the kingdom work, and we remind people that the reason that World Vision is working is because God loves them.
World Vision needs funding to provide seed money for the program. And finally, the Aviation Ministry of Africa Inland Mission is having a significant impact on the war-torn Darfur region in Sudan. AIM Air has been granted permission to take relief flights into Darfur and provide aid to refugee camps along the border of Chad and Sudan. Partnering with Samaritan's Purse, AIM Air is distributing aid and doing it in the name of Jesus. Pray that many people will come to know Christ. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Mission Network News is now offering church bulletin inserts featuring the latest mission news that can help motivate people for missions in your church. For information, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. You can also see a sample and subscribe at our website, missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.